with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
How's it going? Welcome along to Breakfast Rolled with Cooper and my friend Una. The whirlwind, the tornado, the calamity herself.
Someone once said to me that I had the most chaotic energy they've ever felt. And I felt seen. I really
in a
did.
Good way.
Well, kind of. Well, not necessarily. But I mean, I don't want to have all this chaotic energy. It's just the way that God made me. Do you know?
No.
Yeah.
Like, for as long as I've known you, that person's right who said that.
Yeah.
Was it me who said it?
No.
Okay.
No,
well,
no.
I agree with them. And to prove this, it looks like you're a bit of a trendsetter.
Come here, Una. I think you're a bit of a trendsetter because it's a thing that's happening all over TikTok at the moment and Instagram. And that is because, you know, the way everything has been so perfect. Everything's been so nice. And, you know, when people are like taking selfies, their kitchen looks nice. Their bedroom looks nice.
Oh,
the
boring.
Boring. The flowers look nice. It's like everything is perfect.
And the influencers.
Oh, my God.
Tapping.
Stop that. They do it in my house. The young ones, just to annoy me.
Oh, painful.
They'd be like, will you pass the ketchup? Then they go. Then they put their hand behind it to put it in focus. I said, I'll put you in focus
now.
Oh,
God.
Well, instead of curated spotless photographs, Una, everybody's doing unfiltered, imperfect pictures, a mess behind them, and people are like when you know when they're doing their makeup and stuff, the makeup is a mess everywhere, which got me thinking. It's like it's just basically the way you live your life.
That's me.
You are completely messy.
Yeah.
So you are a trendsetter.
Oh my God.
Because people are fed up with how AI is making everything look perfect and fake, basically.
Oh, here, welcome. I'm going to start up a YouTube channel now. Get ready with me. Miss, miss, miss. No.
Get ready with me. Has anybody seen anything that I'm looking for?
Well, no. I actually just recently upgraded, I say upgraded, from sitting on the floor on the carpet in front of a mirror to doing my makeup in the downstairs bedroom where there is a decent mirror. I mean, I do miss the comfort and the familiarity of sitting on the floor.
What's the difference between a decent mirror and a mirror that's not decent?
As in, like...
All mirrors are the same.
No. There's no... The lighting in my bedroom is brutal.
So it's the lighting, not the mirror itself.
Well, it's a skinny mirror.
Oh, it's a mirror.
That just kind of goes up... Yeah, so... Anyway, but I was perfectly fine.
What a great mirror.
It's organized chaos because you kind of, like, you know where everything is, but it's all around... It is all around the floor. So I might have my brushes here, my foundation on the other side, the mascara is up around, because it's all just laid out for me, because I know you wouldn't be able to find anything, but I would.
No, I'd probably stand on something and say, ow, that's me, mascara brush.
Yeah. I've also destroyed my friend's carpet in Dublin 3 times on 3 separate occasions.
I don't know which is worse, you or your dog.
Yeah. With bronzer or eyeshadow.
How did you spill it?
I just have the worst look. So I was sitting down on the carpet in front of her mirror.
Oh my God.
And I opened the bronzer and the bronzer had just fell out and it all crumbled. So then I made it worse by trying to rub it in. So then I just hid it. So I put my makeup bag on top of it so she didn't see it, but she saw it the next morning. So that was the first time. So, and then it was the eyeshadow the next time, and then it was the bronzer again. And she actually got
a bit... this has happened more than once?
It happened 3 times. So she actually got a bit annoyed the 3rd time.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. And she was like, the last time you did this, I was down on my hands and knees with Vanish cleaning this carpet. And I was like, I'm really sorry, I'll do it. And she was like, no, because you'll just make it worse. And the next time you come up, I'm putting down newspaper before you sit down. And I said, you broke a tile in my house and I didn't give out. And she was like, well, that doesn't give, it doesn't give you carte blanche to come up here and ruin my carpet every time you come up.
I said, did you do it on purpose because of the broken tile?
No, I didn't.
Because it sounds like you did. I did not get revenge.
No, I was actually, no, and then I spill Coke on her new white couch as well. She's like, I have the worst look.
How'd you soak that all up?
I have the worst look. What?
How'd you soak it up then? What did you remove it with? What the hell?
Stop
leaving the house. Stop it. Because
I know.
Have you been invited back?
Yeah, I'm going back in 2 weeks' time. But she will have the paper down, she says, if we're going out and I'm getting ready.
Yeah, well, make sure you film every single part of it because you will be trending.
I will be trending. Yeah, you see? Let me lift you. I'm
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
I look forward to all your TikToks now of you and your mess.
And dirty carpets.
Look at me. Oh my God. I don't know how you keep getting invited back to people's houses.
Oh, but like she told me, she was like, it doesn't give you carte blanche to come over and wreck my carpet. Because she broke a tile in my house, you see.
Is this the same friend that the dog destroyed the carpet and couch?
No, that's a different one.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So you have a plethora of friends that you destroy their furnishing.
Four different houses now. It's either me or the dog. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Actually, it is calamity because you were over at my place about a year ago.
Yeah.
And you locked your keys in the car.
Oh my God, like, that was
it's
just...
There's always something.
There's always some kind of problem or issue. That was awful. I was so tired. We were after coming back from a trip to Liverpool for work.
Yeah.
And I locked my keys in your car and I was this close, me and Big Dave, your father-in-law, this close to smashing in the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Una was holding up her fingers there, by the way. Between her thumb and forefinger, and it was an inch in between. Yeah. That close. Here's our survey says from this morning was good fun. All right. What have we got to try and figure out this morning, Donal, on this number 0871102107? That's our WhatsApp if you want to send a voice note.
A survey has found that about half of men claim they can do this. What is this?
Oh dear. Are you okay?
Fine. Fine.
Do I need to get anything ready here?
Yeah. You know. So can we hear it again, please, Donal?
Yes, around half of men claim they can do this. What is it?
What? Yeah. You need to be a bit clearer in it.
Well, you know what I mean. Like,
no.
they claim they can be satisfactory.
Oh, I get you now. I get you now.
Yeah.
I'm going to act it out now. Are you ready? Hey. Yeah. You know what? I know exactly what you want.
Oh, yuck.
And that is for... Bag first, hot water. Leave it for a little bit till it gets to a good colour. Tip of sugar.
Oh God!
And then a dribble of milk. We'll take the tea bag out first, just to know how to make the perfect cup of tea.
Seriously, you made me a little bit nauseous. I just got a little bit sick in my mouth.
That's because you don't like tea.
No, I don't like you talking like that. Don't ever do that again. I'm telling your wife.
That's how she gets me to make her tea every morning.
Yeah, but if you talk to her like that, she'd probably punch you in the face.
She says, go and play that pony music, baby.
No, she does not. Oh, Lord.
No, it's not that. No.
It's not make tea.
No, or Una's suggestion either. Yeah.
Okay. All right, we need some guesses on 087-1102-107. The question is...
Around half of men claim they can do this, according to a survey. What is this?
Basic plumbing.
Very good guess.
Is it a good guess?
That's probably a... Half of men probably do claim that, but it's not the answer I've got written down.
No. Yeah, all right, cool. Can you do basic plumbing, Una?
No. What's basic plumbing?
There you go.
Like a plunger?
Sure. Our survey says this morning, what is the question we're asking?
Around half of men claim they can do this, but what is it?
What is it? Guesses on 087-1102-107.
Morning, Ricky here in Sligo.
Morning, Ricky in Sligo.
Would the answer to Scally's Alley today be good at multitasking?
Good at multitasking.
Oh, very good guess. It's not the answer, I'm afraid. No.
Any good at multitasking?
No.
No, it's a silly question.
I actually am excellent at multitasking.
Give us an example.
Okay, well, for example, here, every day, I have to listen to you, and then I'm writing stuff, and then I'm doing the news, and then I'm thinking of other things, and I'm doing it all at once, you know, while having to listen to you at the same time.
Yeah.
It's a skill.
Listen to me as I make you a nice, sexy cup of tea.
Don't do that again. Oh, no, stop. Honest to God. Look at you, you're weak for yourself.
Puts in the tea bag. Pours the hot water.
Stop that! Stop it.
Takes the tea bag out.
Jeez.
Gives it a gentle squeeze.
Yuck.
Adds the smallest bit of sugar.
Honestly, you're
kidding. And shows it a little bit of milk.
No, stop it.
Hey, come on.
Morning, Camilla here from Galway.
Hey, Camilla, what are you saying?
That was some seriously hot tea making there.
No.
Nice one.
Camilla, don't encourage him. He'll keep doing it. No, don't. Stop it.
Camilla. Reminds me of chamomile.
Oh.
So, Camilla, how's some chamomile tea sound? Oh, oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. Honest to God.
I'm making myself sick.
Yeah.
All right, hang on a second.
Hi, Radio's Survey Says with Kevin Egan Cars.
Okay, so we haven't got a correct guess yet. We
haven't yet, no.
Okay, what is the question?
Around half of men claim they can do this. What is it?
Is the answer today half of men claim they can park between the parking lines or parallel parks, now it's called? Or mm-hmm. is it that they can change a plug?
Change a plug.
Oh, yeah. I say there's not too many young ones. Can I say they can change a plug, maybe?
Whoa.
Whoa. I wouldn't go near a plug.
I wouldn't let you near one.
No. Can you change a plug?
Yes.
Oh, look at you. He looks at me there like, as in, oh, yes, of course. Like it's the easiest thing in the world. Oh my God, that's such a man thing to do.
Yeah. And admittedly, I've changed many plugs, but I will always refer to the chart just to be sure to be sure.
Don't you have to know what the wires are?
That's why I refer to the chart.
Right.
Just to be sure, to be sure. Yeah. So I don't want to make a mistake and electrocute everyone.
Yeah.
There it goes to plug it in. Is that it?
It's not. No, I'd say 100% of men claim they can parallel park.
Yeah.
Even if they can't.
Oh, yeah.
And they're judgy about parking.
To certain people.
Yeah.
They're judgy about parking.
They're judgy. They think they're great because yeah. they can get it between the lines.
She's finally oh, yeah. admitted it.
You have a great name there, Jimmy.
Well you can't do it in the bathroom.
Huh? Yeah.
There's a floor wet, Jimmy. All right.
Do you want the answer?
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Because there's loads of people here looking for cups of tea.
Yes, indeed, yeah. Half of men claim that they could land a plane in an emergency.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Even though I hate flying, I hate the airplanes, I reckon I could step up to the task. They'd be like, is anyone here a pilot? No, nobody here a pilot. Has anyone ever played a computer game? Everyone's hands go up.
Yeah.
We can all do it. Absolutely no problem. That's, yeah, very clearly I'd be able to land a plane. You?
Oh, yeah. You would say so.
Doubt it.
Doubt it.
Oh, no, stop it. We don't want that.
So let's have a look at our tea menu this morning. I know it's going to be a favourite for the ladies.
I'm ringing the boss. This
is Redbush. Rubius. No sweetener needed, but maybe a little drizzle of honey.
Oh, God. Yeah, I did. I got a stick in my mouth there. Yeah,
is it? Up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast Rolls.
Derek from Tullamore was on playing Rhyme It this morning and it nearly turned into an ad for Centre Parks.
Oh, yes. We did have a good chat about Centre Parks.
Yeah.
Look at you fishing for a free stay at Centre Parks, huh?
I would never, ever, ever admit to that. Anyway, here's Derek. Rhyme it, just a
little bit, no, all of it. Playing Rhyme It this morning. Let's go to Tullamore. Good morning, Derek.
Hi, Derek.
Morning, how are you?
Yeah, really good, thanks very much. You work as a steel fabricator.
That's correct, yes.
Oh, would you have a powder coater as well?
No.
Nothing that advanced. What's the most interesting thing that you've had to fabricate there now, Derek?
Oh, God, I don't know. I mainly make kind of stairs and ladders, gates, that sort of thing.
Oh, cool. Could you maybe make a little frame that is accessible that you can get in and out of a car, so it's nearly like bumpers?
I could. I don't know if they're steel strong enough, though, for your car park.
Yeah,
what?
I know. it's to protect the car park and everybody around it, doing it just for your car.
My car?
Yeah. Like, so we put a cage around it with rubber bumpers and stuff. So
my car is an innocent car. My car has never done anything to anyone.
No, but it's you that's in it that's driving it. Come here, you're looking forward to heading away this year because you've been holidaying at home recently, haven't you?
Last year, yeah. I went to Central Parks last year, yeah.
Lovely there. Actually, the thing is like I was at Centre Parks with the family and it feels like you're away. It doesn't feel like you're like literally down the road.
I've never been. I'm dying to go.
You'd love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. It's really, really nice.
I've heard there's a lovely spa there.
There is.
Yeah.
It's very, very nice. Get in there and get a nice little treatment. You love yourself. You love it. Una, go treat yourself.
I deserve it.
You do.
I do.
She'll look at you. You could go there for weeks and stay in the biggest lodge. You're absolutely minted.
Leave the twins with you.
Yeah. No.
And you're not allowed to park a car near the house, so that's good.
Terry.
He's literally right. You cannot drive into your house. You have to leave it in the car park.
Oh, really? Yeah. And how do you get all your stuff?
Well, you can drive it in, you drop your car off, and then you literally have a certain amount of time to get it back out again. Because it's just for safety, because people are on bikes and they're going for walks.
Fair enough.
This is like a bloody ad for Centre Park.
Anyway, yeah, okay.
It is not. Anyway, all right. Rhyme It is a fantastic game. And do you play at home with the family?
I do hear it in the background when I'm in work.
Excellent, Grant. All right, well, we're going to give you a word and you have to rhyme every single answer with that word. And your word this morning is?
Scoot. S-C-O-O-T. Scoot.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Your 30 seconds start now.
We're supposed to eat 5 of these a day.
Sorry?
We're supposed to eat 5 of these a day.
Fruit.
We usually have a spare car tyre in the what?
Boot.
New baby animals are really...
cute.
If you turn the sound off on the TV, you press the what button?
Mute.
And the sat-nav calculates the fastest what for you?
Route.
A type of classical or woodwind instrument?
Flute.
Men look great in a well-fitted what?
Suit.
A sloping channel through which things can descend is called a what?
Time's up.
Ah! Oh.
That was 7!
Okay, not too bad.
That is super, Derek.
Really, really good. So 7 is not the highest score of the week. It normally would be. Larry did a great job on Tuesday and managed to get 9. But 7 is a really, really
very respectable, Derek.
Yeah, good score to be proud of. Don't be sound disappointed, Derek.
I'm happy.
Don't beat yourself up about it. Don't listen to
him. And came on, you slagged me in my parking, so.
Yeah.
That's a win for you.
I'm happy with that.
Well, listen, love to the family. Thank you so much, and
enjoy your holiday.
Keep rocking, rocking, and we'll send you over measurements of Una's car. Okay.
Yeah.
No problem.
Look after yourself.
Cheers. Bye,
Derek. Great.
Bye.
If you would like to come on and play Rhyme It tomorrow or any other day, 087-110-2107 is our WhatsApp number. So send a message saying, "Hey, I want to play Rhyme It," and even if you misspell rhyme, we're down with that. Yeah. We don't mind.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here. High
mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
What a reaction to we listen. And
we
don't
judge. And there is so many more hundreds of voice notes coming in and we just didn't have time to play them all. People feeling very strongly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About one particular part of that, and that was the first bit that she turned up.
She turned up at the stag, yeah.
If you didn't hear it, here it is. Hey, we listen.
And we don't judge.
What's going on today, Una?
Okay, so here we go. My fiancé and I are deeply in love. We are a team. We basically do everything together, even nights out with friends. A lot of the time, he'd tag along or I'd head out with him and his crew. We actually met through my fellow friends from college, so I was friends with them first. On the second night of his stag, I decided that I would surprise him and show up, genuinely thinking he'd be thrilled to see me.
Yikes.
This was not the case. His face actually dropped when I walked into the pub in Galway. He pulled me aside and basically gave me a talking to and asked me to leave. Oof. I was so upset. I really couldn't get over his reaction. His best man, who was my friend from college, saw me crying and brought me outside. Anyway, he got in a taxi with me to make sure I got home okay. And as I was getting out of the cab, I leaned over and kissed him on the lips. My wedding is next month and I don't know whether to tell my fiancé or not. Do I deserve to marry him? FYI, there was no tongue. Okay, that's good to know. No tongue. That's
no
good
tongue.
To know.
Thanks.
Please listen and don't judge.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we listen and we don't judge. In fairness now, like my initial reaction to that is like her fiancé way overreacted. It's like, should have just welcomed her in here with all the lads.
Yeah, you see, like, I think people are going to cling to the fact now that she showed up at the stag, and that's a big no-no. Like, fellas, like, don't be coming on. That's sacred to us. Do you know what I mean? However, from the type of relationship that she described with her fella, it seems that they had the kind of vibe where they, like, are always out together.
Okay.
You know, with their friends. And it's 2026, you know, stens are becoming more and more popular.
What are?
Stens. Is it a sten? The stag and the hen, they have them together. I would personally.
Why does it have to be a name on it?
I don't know. I would keep them separate. But
why can't they just say a joint head and stag?
It's a stain. Why would you make it all long-winded? Anyway, we're not talking about that. We're talking about this poor girl. Look, I'll be honest with you, and people are probably going to slate me for this. I don't know if he needs to know.
Oh,
because if it was so innocent and just a kiss on the lips, do you want to put the man through so much pain and hurt?
And
like,
also,
sometimes ignorance is bliss.
And it'll ruin the relationship with him and his best friend as well.
Yeah, but then there's the whole moral thing. What's he going to do? 087-110-2107. We listen and we don't judge.
So we listen and we don't judge.
Yeah, we can judge a tiny little bit.
We listen and we don't judge. What is happening?
Okay, so this girl has been in touch. She ended up gay crashing her fiancé's stag party because they had that kind of relationship where all of the friends would be out together anyway, and she didn't think he'd mind. She genuinely didn't think he'd mind. He got angry, asked her to leave. She left with his best friend, who was also one of her best friends, and he brought her home in a taxi to make sure she got home all right. And then when she was getting out of the cab, she leaned over and gave him a kiss on the lips. There was no tongue, but now she's like, do I deserve to marry my fiancé? Should I tell him? She doesn't want to hurt him. Like, it's a very difficult situation.
So
many levels and layers.
What is the reaction that's coming in on 087-110-2107?
No. There's no judging stuff.
Oh, here we go. Go on, Robbie.
Reverse the roles for a second. What happens if he showed up at the hen do? Absolute pandemonium.
Yeah.
I'd say not only would she go off on him, I'd say the bridesmaids would go off on him as well. And then snogging her best mate, his best man. Like, that's... No.
It wasn't a snog. And I don't think bridesmaids would have that reaction if a fella came. Although, maybe. I suppose he'd be handy to send to the shop and do jobs. Do you know what I mean?
I'm gonna picture it now. It's like, here we go. So it's the hen party and it's just like, yeah. It's like,
woo!
Oh, here he is. Hey, stripper!
Yeah,
we're hungry. You wouldn't head up there now to the square and get us some food when you were
breakfast rolls.
Okay. All right, let's get another WhatsApp here.
It was one night. Could you not let him have one night? You knew it was going downhill the minute you rocked up, girl.
There you go.
Yeah
that seems to be the reaction. It's like, leave him have his stag party.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep him coming.
Yeah.
Somber, undressed, and I don't want to get undressed for a new person all over again. And let's hope that that doesn't have to happen for the person who has been in contact with us. For we listen
and we don't judge. And to be honest, I think we're all judging. Sorry about that.
You can judge away.
So this girl went to her fiance stag and she didn't think he'd mind because they have that kind of relationship. But he did mind and he asked her to leave. And so she left with the best man because that was also her best friend from college. Best man brought her home and just to make sure she was all right. And as she was getting out of the taxi, she leaned over and kissed him on the lips. And now she is racked with guilt. She doesn't know what to do, whether she should tell her fiancé or not.
Okay. Loads of messages coming through. We're trying to get as many out as we can.
Morning, guys. I think for a girl that went to her partner's stag, made the first mistake by going to the stag. And it wasn't her fault about how the friend reacted. But if she's going to lie and hide a little secret that seems to be so innocent, what is she be going to hide in the future? That's what I'd be wondering.
Ooh, okay.
Well, there's another message here that kind of counteracts that. Should not have turned up to the stag. However, I get it, that's what they do. But it wasn't a stain. Was it a friend kiss or a kiss? I don't think it needs to go any further. It was a thanks for looking after me kiss. Don't overthink it. Go and have a great wedding.
And don't sneak off with the best man at the wedding.
Hi, Wendy and Galway here.
Thanks, Wendy. You're right. This is the last one of this, right?
Listen, we don't judge. She should not say anything to her boyfriend or fiancé. She's only trying to alleviate her own guilt. And that serves him in no way. It does not serve him that he knows.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no benefit for them or him that he knows what happens. Yeah, ignorance is bliss in this case. All she's trying to do is alleviate her own guilt. And then hopefully that, you know, somehow he will magically forgive her or something. That's not going to happen. Illusions.
I'm inclined to agree with Wendy.
So just forget
solid advice.
About it.
I would. I think ignorance is bliss. Just not to hurt her. Not to hurt her fiancé. And look, hopefully she doesn't go off with the best man at the wedding. I don't know.
Una,
I hope she does. Oh. Because we will get another bit of content out of it.
Cooper.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
I'm very disappointed.
What's wrong?
It's just no, nothing to drink, nothing to slug on, nothing to eat.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have any sparkling water and I munched on my purple snack, my two baby bells, my banana and my apple already and my three eggs.
I have a mad hankering for a cup of coffee. Our coffee machine in here is banjax. I don't know what's wrong with it. Everything tastes burnt on it.
It was actually okay this morning.
Was it?
Yeah, it was fine this morning. I also have my mushroom coffee.
Oh, come on, tell us about this.
It's a coffee with like loads of really super strength mushrooms like lion's mane and ashwagandha or something. I don't know. Anyway, it's supposed to give you like really good focus and energy. But you have to...
I think you should stay off that. You have enough of that.
Energy. Oh my God, I've got none.
But like, that's what makes you you.
What? I'm lazy?
No.
Energetically challenged.
Energetically challenged.
I'm anemic, so you can't slag me. My ferritin levels are in the toilet. They're only at 16. And for energy and hair growth, they need to be up to 100. And I am nowhere near that.
You're 16.
16. I am going for iron infusions. So you can't slag me for being lazy. I have a health condition. If you slag me, it's scandalous.
But you're always slagging me for having to wear the CPAP.
That's different.
That's a disease. Sleep apnea. My tongue is too big for me head.
I told you you're a disease, all right. You're a disease. I've given you so many hints on how to get rid of all the parasites you have.
Oh, my God. We'll come back to that in just a bit. Here's Truth or Trash. She's gone again.
Did you do the thing with the garlic? I don't
know.
All right. Donald, this morning I would like you to give us your truth or trash, if you wouldn't mind, please.
My fact, scientists say that tears tell you the reason for someone crying. If the first drop comes from the right eye, it's tears of joy. Otherwise, if it comes from the left, it's because of pain. There's the two different types of pain.
Are you talking emotional pain or physical pain?
I think it's just... all pain. If it's a painful feeling, as in, or something painful's happened to you and you cry, it's from the left. And it's saying, like, joy tears first come from the right.
I think that this might be true because only last night I was rewatching Gogglebox, the Stand Up to Cancer episode, and I started crying at my left straight away. So I think that this could be true.
And you remember it was from your left?
Well, yeah, because straight, because I was just like, oh, Jesus. And I just started wiping from my left eye. Yeah.
Okay.
Straight away.
Because he said that, I'm going to lock it in as true.
Okay.
Okay, true.
That's a very inappropriate lock-in sound.
Yeah.
I'll use mine.
False. It's a myth.
Damn it!
A lot of people, it's been talked about a lot over the years, but no, there's no scientific backing for it.
So you can't tell whether it's a happy tear or a sad tear.
No, it doesn't matter which side it comes from.
Isn't there something about the texture of the tear and how fast it runs down your face if it's a tear of joy or sadness?
There could be something about that.
Part of this. Something fact, got to do with the proteins in the tears.
Oh.
It's a bilateral process.
I know, Donald. I know it's a bilateral process. Whatever.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah. Crikey.
I'm sorry,
everybody knows bilateral.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my God. What? Did you even go to school? What's bilateral?
I don't know.
Okay. That was good. I like that.
Yeah. Thanks. Your turn.
Also told everybody that I cried last night.
Yeah. Oh, that was deep.
Yeah, but no, fair play to you. It's really good to cry.
I hate crying.
But it's cleansing.
Yeah.
It really is. It's really good for your body.
Free.
And. It's, yeah, it is.
And
your emotions.
I had to get up to use
it. Regulates the nervous system, Cooper.
You get on my nervous system. But also, I always get a headache when I cry, so it's not good for me.
It is. Trust me, it is. What would be if you didn't cry at all? It'd be pent up tears.
I don't like it, and I don't like to do it.
Fine, whatever.
Hey, Walt Disney. Yeah, the actual person who created Walt Disney. The urban myth and the urban legend is that, according to popular opinion, he's frozen. Mm. He's cryogenically frozen, hoping that if they do find a cure for whatever was wrong with him, they'd be able to like unfreeze him and bring him back to life, okay? That is the urban legend. It actually didn't happen. He's not frozen. He was cremated, okay? And because of this, that's why the movie Frozen was released, because the family and the whole kind of like background between it are sick and tired of people actually telling the story. So they created the movie Frozen. So when you Google Disney Frozen, the actual movie comes up, and there is a message in the movie, which is let it go.
Let it go. Let it go.
And that is my fact, that the movie Disney Frozen was created so you would bloody well let it go, that they want to quash the urban myth that Walt Disney was cryogenically frozen.
That's a load of trash.
See, if that is true, that is the greatest fact you've ever said.
Yeah, but it's... But no.
I just don't think it is. No.
What's your basis on it, though?
Just because I think it's too... I don't think they made a whole film because of that. So that's my basis.
Okay.
And you're just too kind of confident and cocky. So
he does that when he's lying. Yeah.
Well, I've been something cleaned. What did you say to me?
Cleansed.
I've been cleansed. So, you know, I'm not on my nerves anymore. So
you've like, been cleansed. Did you go for one of those irrigations again?
I did. Yeah. Every few years, isn't it? You got to do it. Listen to that.
Oh, that poor person having to deal with you.
Can we just do a podcast clip?
Just
of Una.
Yeah.
And all every time she laughs like Muttley off of those cartoons back in the day.
Okay. Yeah, that's trash.
You lock it in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That, my friends, is trash. It's trash.
It's believable enough in some ways, though. It's a great fact.
It is a great fact.
It's not real.
And nobody knows if he's cryogenically frozen. Actually, no, we know he wasn't. Yeah, so there you go. Una!
Okay, so my fact
is... It's your turn.
Yeah, I had a fact there and I can't find it. Anyway, okay, so take a listen to this.
Lovely.
Yeah, lovely, yeah. Right? That, my friend, is the sound of a male mouse singing a love song to his missus.
Can you play it again?
Play it again, Sam. One second now.
There you go. Okay.
So they sing love songs.
Any particular love songs? Like, is it like from, you know, Star Is Born? Is it Shallow? Is that what he's singing?
I'm not sure. Like, in the mouse community, they might have different... They might like a bit of, I don't know, BTS or, you know... I'm not entirely
not known
sure.
For the love songs, yeah. There, BTS, yeah.
That is the sound.
Sabrina Carpenter mouse, which is, yeah.
See, this... That might not be the sound of a mouse singing, but it could be true. They do sing love songs to each other in their own little mousy ways.
It does sound like a mouse laughing.
There's a moose loose about this house.
Okay. Whatever that was. You mentioned mouse. It just says moose.
A moose.
Loose.
Glasgow accent, yeah.
Okay.
And let's say love songs for mice. Let's
okay.
See.
Okay. No. I'm saying this is trash. I'll lock it in.
Yeah.
Donald's saying?
I'm going to say trash as well, yeah.
Okay, lock it in.
Ha ha! You got it wrong. It's true.
What?
Male mice woo lady mice with love songs.
How do they have the time when they're just busy, like, rooting through my attic and, like, scurrying around the place? I never hear them singing.
Yeah, because we can't hear it, you see.
What do you mean? You
just I played it because scientists have machines to get it or whatever. But if a mouse is here now, if two mice were here,
yeah.
You know, Mr. and Mrs. Mickey and Minnie, right? Mickey and Minnie are here.
Yeah.
And Mickey's singing to Minnie. You know, we wouldn't be able to hear Mickey singing to Minnie. Only Minnie would be hearing Mickey singing to Minnie. Do you know what I mean?
I do now.
Yeah.
That's...
Go on, Mickey. Good man.
There you go. Our facts are related in some way.
Really? Why?
Because there was a Mickey Mouse.
Oh, and Disney.
Disney,
yeah. Oh, look, we're synced.
We are.
Finishing each other's sandwiches.
That's what happens when you cry.
Yeah.
Finish each other's sandwiches, which is also from the movie
Frozen.
Yeah, okay. Right, listen, that was fun. I had lots of fun. I don't know who won that one.
I did. I educated you all.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
So let's go back to
you're a parasite.
Yeah, no, I don't have. So, like, you know the way you get a WhatsApp or a message on Instagram from a friend, and all of the ones Una sends me are all about people who have toilet issues. You sent me one about shoving garlic up your bottom to attract parasites.
Yeah, because what it does is, right, when you shove the garlic clove up your bum,
yeah,
it attracts all the parasites and then they come out. It's really good for gut health.
Have you tried it?
No.
Maybe you should.
My gut is perfectly fine. Thank you very much. I take probiotics.
Pop it in your mouth. I take probiotics. You're a looter. What are the things that we need to do to save money? That was fun this morning.
Una, you mentioned something to me yesterday and it got me thinking that you have a dress that needs to be repaired and that you're not getting it done because of the bloody cost of it.
Yeah.
It's like, so I'm just thinking to myself, I think we should come up with ways of saving money by learning how to do things. Learn how to sew.
Learn how to sew? Yeah. I wouldn't be good at it.
No, don't put yourself down, Una. I think you would be great at it.
I didn't do home economics and I just wouldn't know. I wouldn't trust myself with a needle. I know. There was also a hole in one of Jamie's Barcelona socks.
Go on, yeah.
Yeah, and the poor child, I wouldn't let him wear it to
school. Someone's got a Christmas.
Yeah, and there's a hole in the big toe and I wouldn't let him wear it. He was, but I can't fix it.
How already?
So I have to bring it to someone to fix.
Yeah.
I can fix it.
You can fix it?
Yeah.
Can you darn?
Oh, it's not sewing.
It's not sewing.
No, it's darning.
Darning. Darning is different to sewing.
I have a way anyway. I know it's Blue Monday on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go on.
And it seems like we are still a long way away from payday. But I myself, if I got off my backside, would have a few quid because I have saved all of my the bottles, the plastic ones, to return, so I can get a big lump.
Sorry, hang on a second. You haven't returned them yet?
Nope.
You literally said that your entire pink shed is full of them.
It's my pension.
Do you know what? I wouldn't surprise you because, you literally drink 2, 4, 6, 8 litres of sparkly water a day.
Yeah.
And you literally have never been back to the...
Not in, I'd say it's a year.
So they're saved up.
They're saved up to go, and so, yeah. I just need to get off my backside and go and do it.
On average, how much do you reckon you have? How much, cost-wise?
Oh, God, I don't know. I'd say close to maybe 200 or 300 anyway.
Stop.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
I've always thought, I've gone with, full rubbish bag, the black bin bag, know, a 90-litre bag.
Only right? One.
Yeah, but I do it regularly because I'm not...
Oh, you do it regularly, do you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is my way of saving. So don't judge me.
I don't live in a mansion that can store
a year's... I've got a pink shed.
I don't live in a mansion that I have a shed big enough to store a year's worth of water bottles.
Oh, sorry, you just have a walk-in wardrobe and an arbor.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever an arbor is.
You were thankful of that arbor when it was raining. You could stand under and shelter.
Anyway, so this is my... Don't you be slagging me. This is my way of saving money.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, I literally had, a black bag, a 90-litre bag, and I think there was, 17 euros worth of bottles and cans on it.
Yeah, so if you brought 10 of those, you'd have 100 and... whatever. So do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's my way of saving. I just need to get it all done now soon.
Okay. All right. I think we need to get you a van.
Yes. I definitely need a van.
Yeah. So rent a van, which would be the cost of.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Who's got a big van? Give it to you.
And I borrow it.
What are the other little things that we can learn so we can save money? I know somebody was struggling with using Excel here in the station, and I reckon if you don't know how to use Excel, the software.
Oh, it gives me a headache looking at it.
I went over thinking, it's just a simple math formula, isn't it? No. So yeah, maybe learning how to do that. There is one thing that I would love to learn to do, and I don't know how I've gotten this far in life because it costs. It's not too expensive, but it does cost, and you should do it more regularly than we do, and that is change the oil in your car. I know this top up the oil, that's a no-brainer, but actually change the oil in your car where you actually drain out the oil and then put new oil into it. You're very confused.
Why would you do that?
No reason. It's just a hobby that people have. It's like for car enthusiasts that like their car to continue to run for the rest.
You just top up the oil. Why are you changing it? You're just making more work for yourself. That's stupid.
Anyway, what are the little things that we need to learn so you can save some money? So we were chatting about the things that we could learn to do to save ourselves some money. I said to you, like, you should learn how to sew because you got that dress that needs to be fixed.
Yeah.
And then you said that you've been saving up all your bottles.
Yeah.
And I said I would love to. Learn how to actually do an oil change and service my own car, because I have to do it so often with the mileage and stuff. And I said, just do an oil change, and you're just like, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, just top it up.
No, but you have to change the oil. You have to take the old oil out, drain it out.
Yeah.
And then put new stuff in.
I have never done that.
Well,
no, because when you take your car for service, That's what happens.
Funny you should say that.
I hope you're joking. Seriously. Otherwise, that poor car.
What do you mean? I should be changing my own oil.
Well, even topping up your oil, yeah. Or changing it, checking it. Like, when was the last time you checked your oil?
Like, yesterday.
Have you got a digital or a physical dipstick?
A physical one, obviously. I'm not fancy schmancy. Is there such a thing as a digital dipstick?
Yeah, mine is digital.
Oh, of course it is. Notions,
oh,
huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Walk in wardrobe.
Good luck putting those bottles in one by one with your 10 bags of bottles.
God, oh, yeah. Putting the bottles in one by one at the machine. You'd want to go in the middle of the night, Una, to be doing it.
Not at all.
You know, you'd park up in front of the thing, probably crooked, and you'd block four spaces, and then you'd have all the doors open.
I know, the twins there helping me so I don't have to bend down.
I think Una should take them to recycling and we should all have a guess and see how much she actually earns.
Oh,
that's a good idea. That could be fun.
Now, if you couldn't hear that, he was saying that if you take the everybody should go to the recycle centre or the return, and we should all guess to see how much money you're going to get back out. Oh my God, that'd be amazing. That'd be an amazing game show. And whoever guesses it right wins the money.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
No, I've been saved. That's my pension money.
Yeah,
I've been saving that for a year.
Just think, Una, think of the content for the show.
Think of the inside of my wallet. Thank you very much. It's fairly light at the moment.
Last time you opened it, moth flew out.
Yeah. Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go. Go,
go. Tomorrow is going to be a joy because we have revealed what Una's parking challenge is, and your challenge in January, it's just so light in comparison to what you're making me do. Anyway, let's have a listen to what Una has to do. My friend Una over there.
And for more story.
Yeah. There she is.
Just to say, that wasn't live. That was not that way.
Could have been. Right, tomorrow is your next challenge. And we are going to be going out today. And you're going to be doing a little bit of a parking challenge. For just, you know, just something to do in January, you know, because you have me doing your pranks.
But I know, it's great.
No, I hate it. check out the videos at This Is I Radio on our Instagram, on our Facebook, and our TikTok as well.
Okay.
Last week, your challenge was a 3-point turn. A simple 3-point turn.
It's actually not called a 3-point turn anymore. I think you'll find it's called a turnabout.
You are so defensive about the name of it because you can't manage to do one.
I did one. That was legal.
A 3-point turn?
No, I did a 10-point turn, but it was legal.
So this is us approaching the cul-de-sac to do the 3-point turn. Watch out for the cat.
I see the cat. Do you think I'm a cat killer? He's going to run over the cat. Come on, pussy, hurry. Mulan. No, cats are injured in the testing of this woman. Oh, look at all of them.
We're just going to pull up on the left here.
Pull up or right left. Yeah, oh, there's another one. What is this? Pussy town. What is that?
There's the cats. Just sitting there judging you.
Yeah.
So you did. You went along. You did it in a few turns.
You're covering my blind spot with your big head.
Also blaming me for your blind spot. Use your mirrors, Una. Like, listen to the abuse.
You're covering my blind spot with your big head.
So not only am I being abused for your parking inability. And then you're sending me out to do pranks and abusing me during the pranks and get me to stick my finger in strangers' ears and lick taxi drivers' heads.
It's just, you're challenging yourself as a human. It's good for you. It's good for you.
I want to back out of this.
No way.
My solicitor said you should back out now.
Your solicitor.
Woohoo! Don't be hitting the cab.
No, because that's an automatic fail. I did that the first time. I did my...
Oh, eight. Which room you have? You can literally fit your car in there. Nine.
Oh, I'm
going to
get this.
Oh, you're rolling backwards.
Yes! Yeah! Woohoo! I did it!
Mouth like a fishwife. My God. Yeah, you did it. It's in 10 points.
Yes.
A 10-point turn, which generally could have been done in 2.5, maybe 3. So the video is up. It is so funny. Would you like to know what your parking challenge is that you're going to be going out today to do? We're talking about Una's going out today to do her parking challenge number 2 last week. It was the turnaround. What Una likes to call it, because
it's a turnabout, not a turnaround.
Whatever. It's a 3-point turn that she did in 10.
That's old school. Yeah. You need to get up, catch up with the lingo.
The abuse that she gave me.
I didn't.
People notice Una.
It's just people, when you think about it, you're actually facing 2 fears.
What are they?
A, the one Una in your ear.
Oh, this is where you're speaking in my ear and I have to do everything you tell me.
And B, the one with Una driving and you in the back seat.
That is terrifying.
That's a fear in its own.
It is. It's really, really terrifying.
Don't be ridiculous. You are giving me such a bad rep.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Now, how do you think that people are giving you a bad rep?
Morning. I was actually out to your part of the country there yesterday getting the eyebrows done.
Oh, it's sure the fab.
I was there thinking to myself, Jesus, Una's getting an awful slating from Cooper altogether for this park, and
yeah.
I don't know if she's as bad as what you're making out. But I thought maybe, like, if you got someone from the public to come out and see if you can play a game of spot Una's car, surely she can't park that bad.
Really?
I don't believe you at all, Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Mm-hmm.
Let the public decide. Team Una all the way. She can park beautifully, I'm sure. Have a nice one, bye.
Thank you so much.
No, she can't.
I can, beautifully. I wouldn't go as far as beautifully, but I can definitely park.
You definitely can't. And, we're going to find out. After the show today, we are going to climb into one of the iRadio cars.
Right.
Kevin Egan cars are very nervous about this. That's a brand new. Are you sure? It's grand. You did your turnabout.
Yeah.
Today, Una, you're going to do something that most people do perfectly on the daily basis numerous times. And you should be doing it outside because it's one of the safest way for parking in a space, and that's to reverse into a space in between the lines.
So you're very condescending.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to reverse, but you know I don't reverse. I drive into a space. So I will drive into a space, no problem. I don't reverse.
Even at that, when you do drive into a space, you still can't get it in between the lines. You take up 2 spaces. So that is your challenge, and you will hear it on the show tomorrow morning here on iRadio. And we will be filming it. We will have cameras inside, outside the car, and at a safe distance as well. And we will be doing it in a controlled environment where there won't be any cars beside you. Just in case you do decide to total it, you know. So that's something to look forward to.
Okay? Yeah, I can't wait.
Don't worry, we're not going to get you to look for the dipstick. There's already one driving us.
Are you on my
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
It's a lovely song you're singing over there. Obviously, Una's bored.
No. Do you know what I was thinking? I hear the day talking. Because, did you see that one of the Pope's pals, who's a priest, is a DJ, and he's banging out the tunes in the Vatican.
Is he?
So I was thinking that you should remix like a holy song. Like,
I hear the day talking. I hear whichever go.
Here. Day. Hear the day talking. Bit of drum and bass. I can hear it already. That would be, I'm telling you, that would be a banger.
Okay.
Okay, so.
No.
Please. Challenge accepted.
Do you know, that song that you keep singing, nobody else has ever heard of it before.
I hear the day talking.
And we went looking for it, nobody could find it.
I shouldn't be slagging.
I think it was literally just your priest who sang that
it's
song.
It's not all of the priests. It's so funny when the priest starts singing.
Life.
Oh my God, when you're at Mass and the priest starts singing, oh, the giggles, they're uncontrollable. My mother would be digging me. Stop it.
All right, thanks for listening. It's
subscribe, and we'll see you tomorrow morning on iRadio.
Do you know what we should do?
Oh my God.
A feature on mass. It would be great.
Mass or on mass?
No, just on mass, like about, you know, mass habits and mass behaviours. Do you know, all the men stand at the back, do you know, they'd be kind of talking about sport and looking at their phones and everything.
No.
Do you ever notice that?
No, I don't go to mass.
And then if you sit up front, you're goosed because you don't, you don't know.
You might get roasted up by the priest.
It's like a comedy show.
You just don't know when to stand up or sit down or kneel. Like, you always watch the people in front of you. There's so many things that happen at mass. Like, I think we should talk.
So does just say you're up the front, yeah, and you need to go to the toilet and you stand up and walk away. Does the priest roast you like in a comedy show?
No, but if you
where
stand
you
up, the rest of the church behind you stands up because they think they have to stand up.
Oh, my God. Now I want to go to mass just to stand up and sit down.
Yeah. Oh, great crack.
You go to hell. All right. As I said, thanks for listening, and I will see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Oh, do you know what we should do? Get out of the studio.
Okay.